This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, it is your duty to show everyone the path to permanent peace and happiness. Remain peaceful and give everyone the reward of peace. Question. To understand which deep secret do you need to have an unlimited intellect? Answer. The scenes of the drama will be performed at the time they are meant to be. The drama has an accurate duration. The father too comes at his accurate time. There cannot be the difference of even 1 second in this. The father comes and enters this one after exactly 5,000 years. You need a broad and unlimited intellect to understand this deep secret. Song. Although the whole world may change, we will never change. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. He shows you children the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. At this time, all human beings want peace in the world. Everyone wants individual peace as well as peace in the world. Everyone says, "I want peace of mind." But where can they attain that? You can receive your inheritance from the Father who is the ocean of peace. We receive it individually as well as wholesale. That is, everyone can receive it. The children who study can understand that they are making effort for themselves to claim their inheritance of happiness, and they also show the path to others. Whether they come to claim their inheritance or not, there definitely will be peace in the world. The duty of you children is to give peace to all the children. You must not think, what would be the benefit if only 2 or 4 received this inheritance? Some are shown the path, but because they don't have faith, they cannot make others become like themselves. Those whose intellects have faith understand that they receive blessings from Baba. Blessings are given, such as, may you have a long life, may you be wealthy. You cannot receive blessings just by asking for these things. If they ask for blessings, it is explained to them. If you want peace, then make effort in this way. You can receive anything by making effort. They receive so many blessings on the path of devotion. They ask for blessings from everyone, their mother, their father, their teacher, their guru, etc., to remain peaceful and happy. However, they are unable to remain so because there are so many human beings. So how can they receive happiness and peace? They even sing, O bestower of peace. It enters the intellect. O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, give us the reward of peace. In fact, this is something you can pick up and give to someone. It is said, this is your reward, your prize. The Father says, no matter how much of a reward of wealth, buildings or clothes, etc. someone gives, these donations and that charity are just for a temporary period. Human beings give to human beings. The wealthy have been giving to the poor. The wealthy have been giving to the wealthy. However, here, you have permanent peace and happiness. No one here can give peace or happiness for even one birth, because no one has that for himself. It is only the One Father who gives this. He is called the ocean of happiness, peace and purity. The praise of only the highest on high Father is sung. They believe that peace can only be received from him. They go to those sages and holy men because that is the path of devotion. So they continue to go around in circles. All of those efforts are for temporary things. You children have stopped doing all of that. You even write. You can claim the inheritance of 100% happiness, peace and purity from the unlimited Father. There is now 100% impurity, sorrow and peacelessness here. But human beings don't understand this. They say that the rishis and munis, etc., are pure, but creation still takes place through poison. This is the main thing. Purity cannot exist in the kingdom of Ravan. Only the One Father is the ocean of purity, happiness, and peace. You know that we receive our inheritance for 21 births, which means for half a cycle, for 2,500 years from Shiv Baba. This is guaranteed. For half a cycle, it is a land of happiness, and for the other half, it is a land of sorrow. The world has two parts, one new and the other old. However, no one knows when it becomes new or when it becomes old. No one can tell the age of the tree accurately. You have now learnt about this tree from the Father. This tree is 5,000 years old. Only you know its accurate age. No one knows the age of the other trees. They can only estimate that. Storms come, trees fall, and their lives end. Human beings also die suddenly. The age of this unlimited tree is exactly 5,000 years. There cannot be one day less or one day more than this. This tree is predestined. There can be no change in it. The scenes that come in the drama will come at the time they are meant to. The drama has to repeat identically. Its age is also accurate. The Father has come to establish the new world. He too comes at the accurate time. There cannot be the difference of even a second in this. Your intellects are now unlimited. Only you understand that the Father comes and enters this body after exactly 5,000 years. This is why Shivratri is said. For Krishna they say Janmashtami. They don't say the birthday of Shiva. They say the night of Shiva. This is because if there were a birth, there would also be a death. Birthday is said for human beings. For Shiva, Shivratri is always said. No one in the world knows about these things. You understand why they call it Shivratri and why they don't call it Janmashtami. His birth is divine and unique. No one else can have a birth like that. No one knows how Shiv Baba comes or when he comes. Only you know the meaning of Shivratri. This is an unlimited night. When the night of devotion finishes, there is the day, the night of Brahma and the day of Brahma are also those of the Brahmins. It is not just a play about Brahma alone. You know that the day is now going to begin. After studying, you will go to your home. You will then go into the day. It is said, for half a cycle there is the day, and for the other half there is the night. However, this doesn't enter anyone's intellect. Those people say that 40,000 years of the Iron Age still remain, and that the Golden Age is 100,000 years. In that case, there couldn't be a calculation of half and half. No one knows the duration of the cycle. You know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. After 5,000 years, the world goes around another cycle. It is still the same world. Human beings are tired from playing their parts in it. What is all this coming and going? If it were the coming and going of 8.4 million births, who knows what would happen? Due to ignorance, they have lengthened the duration of the cycle. You children are now studying personally with the Father. You feel inside that you are sitting in front of him practically. The elevated confluence age definitely has to come. No one but you children knows when it comes or how it comes. Therefore, you children should be bubbling with happiness. It is you who claim the kingdom from the Father, cycle after cycle. In other words, you claim victory over Maya, and you are then defeated. This is the unlimited defeat and victory. Those kings experience a lot of defeat and victory. There are many wars. When they have won a small war, they can say, "We have now won." What do they win? They just win a small piece of land. When they lose a big war, they lower the flag. At first, there is one king. Then there is expansion. At first, there is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Then other kings start to come. It is just like how they show that there was at first one pope, and then other popes came after him, number-wise. There is no certainty about when death will come to anyone. You children know that Baba is making us immortal. He is making us into the masters of the land of immortality. There should be so much happiness. This is the land of death, and that is the world of immortality. No one new can understand these things. They don't enjoy this as much as the old ones do. Day by day there is growth. Faith becomes firm. There has to be a lot of tolerance. This is a devilish world. It doesn't take them any time to cause sorrow. You souls say, "We are now following Baba's Srimat. We are at the confluence age, and everyone else is in the Iron Age. We are becoming the most elevated. We become the highest of human beings through this study. It is by studying that someone becomes the chief justice, etc. The Father is teaching you. You claim a status through this study according to the efforts you make. A person receives a grade according to how much he or she studies. There is the grade of claiming a kingdom in this. In those studies, there isn't a grade for a kingdom. You know that you are becoming the kings of kings. Therefore, there should be so much happiness inside you. We are becoming very elevated and double-crowned. God the Father is teaching us. No one can understand how the incorporeal Father comes and teaches. Human beings call out, O Purifier, come and purify us. Yet they don't become pure. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. On the one hand, you call out, O Purifier, come. I have now come, and I say, children, stop becoming impure. So why don't you stop becoming impure? It shouldn't be that the Father makes you pure and you continue to become impure. Many become impure like this. Some speak the truth. Baba, I made this mistake. Baba says, if you have performed a sinful action, tell Baba immediately. Some speak the truth and some tell lies. Who is asking anyway? I am not going to sit here and find out what is going on inside each one of you. That is not possible. I just come to give you advice. If you don't become pure, that is your loss. If after making effort to become pure, you become impure, the income you have earned will be destroyed. You feel ashamed that you have become impure. In that case, how could you tell others to become pure? Your conscience will bite you inside about how much you disobeyed orders. Here you make a direct promise to the Father. You know that Baba is making us into the masters of the land of happiness and the land of peace. He is present and in front of you. We are personally sitting in front of him. This one didn't have this knowledge before, nor did he receive it from a guru. If he had had a guru, would that guru have given this knowledge to just one? There are many followers of guru, there wouldn't be only one. These things have to be understood. There is only the one Satguru, and he shows us the path. We then show it to others. You tell everyone to remember the Father, that's all. By remembering the Father, who is the highest on high, you will claim an elevated status. You are becoming the kings of kings. You will have countless wealth. You are filling your aprons. You know that Baba is filling our aprons so much. It is said that Kuba had a lot of wealth. In fact, each one of you is Kuba. You receive treasures in the form of heaven. There is the story of God the Friend. He used to give the kingdom for a day to whomever he first met. All of these things are examples. Allah means the Father. He is the creator of the first religion. You have had visions. You know that you are truly claiming the kingdom of the world with the power of yoga. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. essence for dana. You have to become very, very tolerant in this devilish world. Even if someone defames you or makes you unhappy, you have to tolerate that. Never stop following the Father's Srimat. 2. The Father has given you a direct order to become pure. Therefore, never become impure. If you commit a sin, don't hide it. Blessing. May you be unshakable and immovable in any upheaval by learning the lesson of belonging to the One and being economical. According to the time, the atmosphere of peacelessness and upheaval is increasing everywhere. In order to remain unshakable and immovable at such a time, keep the line of your intellect clear. For this, you need the touching and catching powers according to the time, and in order to increase these, you have to belong to the One and become economical. Because those who belong to the One are economical, they have a clear line and are easily able to catch Bapdada's directions. They remain unshakable and immovable, even in any upheaval. Slogan: renounce any gross or subtle desires, and you will then be able to face any situation. Aviat signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. Now increase the quality of your mind, and quality souls will then come close to you. There will be double service through this, of yourself and of others. You will not have to do anything separately for yourself. You will experience the stage of having received the reward. The elevated reward of the present time is remaining constantly full with all attainments and making others full. Om Shanti.